नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं
सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरयेत्
ततो जयमुदीरयेत्
नष्टप्रायेषु
अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति
नैष्टिकी
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 46 47 48 तद्धर्मज्ञ महाभाग भवद्भीर गौरवं कुलं कुलं भवद्भीर गौरवं कुलं व्रजीनं नार्हति प्राप्तुं पूज्यं वंद्यं भीक्षणः
पूज्यं वंदन भीक्षण
तथा
therefore
धर्मज्ञ
one who is aware of principle of religion
महाभाग
the most fortunate
भवद्भिहि
by your good self
गौरवम्
glorified
कुलम्
the family व्रजिनम्
that which is painful not
अर्हति
does deserve
प्राप्तम्
For obtaining.
Pujyam.
The worshipable. Vandyam.
Respectable.
Abhikshanashaha.
Constantly.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
O most fortunate one, who knows the principles of religion, it is not good for you to cause grief to glorious family members who are always respectable and worshipful. Please repeat. O most fortunate one, who knows the principle of religion, it is not good for you to cause grief.
To glorious family members
who are always respectable
and worshipful.
Purport. A slight insult for a respectable family is sufficient to invoke grief. Therefore, a cultured man should always be careful in dealing with worshipful family members. 47.
मा रोदिदस्य जननी
गौतमी पतिदेवता यथा हम मृतवत्सार्था
रोदिम्य श्रुमुखी मुहु
Do not. Rodit.
May cry.
Asya.
His.
Janani.
Mother.
Gautami.
The wife of Drona.
Pati Devata.
Chest. just
yatha
yatha
as aham
myself
mrutavatsa
one whose child is dead
hartha
distress
krodhami
crying
ashrumukhi
tears in the eyes
muhu
constantly
my lord do not make the wife of Dronacharya cry like me. I am aggrieved for the death of my sons. She need not cry constantly like me.
My lord
do not make the wife of Dronacharya cry like me. I am aggrieved
for the death of my sons.
She did not cry
constantly like me.
Sympathetic god, good lady as she was, Srimati Draupadi did not want to put the wife of Dronacharya in the same position of childlessness, both from the point of motherly feelings and from the respectable position held by the wife of Dronacharya. 48. Yah kopitam brahmakulam
rajanye rajitatmabhi
tat kulam pradyadyashu sanubandham shucharpitam by those
kopitam
enraged brahmakulam
the order of the brahmanas
rajanai
by the administrative order
ajita
unrestricted
atmabihi
by oneself
tat that
kulam
family
pradahati
is burnt up
ashu
within no time
sa anubandham
together with family members
shucha arpitam
being put into grief if the kingly administrative order being unrestricted in sense control offends the brahmana order and enrages them, then the fire of that rage burns up the whole body of a royal family and brings grief upon all. Please repeat. If the kingly administrative order being unrestricted in sense control
offends the brahmana order
and enrages them then the fire of that rage burns up the whole body of the royal family and brings grief upon all for the brahmana order of society or the spiritually advanced caste or community and the members of such highly elevated families were always held in great esteem by the other subordinate caste, namely the administrative kingly order, the mercantile order and the laborers. Om agyanati mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya vakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namah namo vishnu padaya krishna prishthaya bhutale श्रीमते जयपताका स्वामिनिति नामिने नमः विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Taddharmadya Mahabhaga Bhavadbir Gauravam Kulam Vrajinam Narhati Praptum Pujyam Vandam Abhikshana Shaha. O most fortunate one who knows the principle of religion, it is not good for you to cause grief to glorious family members who are always respectable and worshipful. Marodidasya janani Gautami pati devata Yathaham mrataham vatsartha Rodimya shrumukhi muhu. My Lord, do not make the wife of Dronacharya cry like me. I am aggrieved for the death of my sons. She need not cry constantly like me.
Yai kaupitam brahmakulam rajanye rajitatma bhi tat kulam pradahatyashu sanubandham shucharpitam.
If the kingly administrative order, being unrestricted in sense control, offends the brahmana order and enrages them, then the fire of that rage burns up the whole body of the royal family and brings grief upon all. So Draupadi now continues. She asked Ashwatthama to be released immediately. She requested, and she said it's not good to kill him. And today she is giving further reasons for not killing Ashwatthama. She is just being a lady, good lady. She is very, very compassionate. And she knows how one feels when the child is lost, because she has lost 5 sons. So there cannot be anybody more aggrieved than her. So she knows that if Arjuna kills Ashwatthama, then Gautami, mother of Ashwatthama, how she will feel. So she says, I don't want to see that she also suffers like me. This is the quality of a devotee, of a pure devotee. And also, the brahmanas are generally respected. That's what comes in the next 2 shlokas. You know, the brahmanas are supposed to be among the varnashrama. Brahmana is supposed to be at the highest level. Like if you see the body, our body if you take, then brahmanas are supposed to be the head of the body. Kshatriyas are arms, Vaishyas are our belly, and Shudras are our legs. So these 4 together carry the body. The head has the most important job because it's the one who thinks. It makes others work, right? If head is not working, the hands will not work properly. The belly will not be filled, and then legs cannot also go in the proper direction. So head is important, and that's why the brahmana, but not by caste. Even the caste brahmanas are respected in many places. It was a great respect. Now it's not so much, because brahmana started behaving like a non-brahmana, and Kali Yuga is progressing very fast. So it's not exactly like that now, but as a rule, and this happened about 5,000 years back. So there were a lot of good things happening at that time. And so she says that you should not do any disrespect to a respectable family, like a brahmana's family. And then finally, she is giving a caution that if you kill a brahmana, or if you cause some problems to a brahmana, and then brahmana may curse, and he can finish the whole Kshatriya era. Kshatriya family, you know, royal administrative family, means king, Rajanyai. Here it says, Rajanyai. If you cannot control yourself, yes, under controlled condition, for example, if somebody does some mischief, he is to be punished. Somebody kills somebody, then he is to be punished by the administrative royal order. But that's not unrestricted, that is under the law. But if you do it unrestricted, without following the law properly, then the curse of the brahmana can finish the royal family. He says, the rage, the anger of the Brahmana can burn up. We see that. The classic example is Durvasa Muni. A small provocation, he would curse and he will be so angry that he can burn. You know, he is powerful also, not only angry. Somebody may be very angry, but he is not powerful, so what he can do? He may shout here and there and go. But if you are angry and powerful, then you have to be very careful of that person, you know, because he can destruct like an elephant. You know, let's say a small rabbit becomes angry, what he can do? But if an elephant becomes angry, he can just destroy so many things. So this way, Draupadi pleaded to release Ashwatthama. Then, in the next couple of days, we'll see how this case was resolved, you know, what happened to Ashwatthama, what did Arjuna do, because he's in a dilemma. Krishna says, you kill him, Draupadi says, you don't kill him, so now he's to decide. I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.